This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is far less professional because my day started with the biggest faux pas that I could have.
Sports Talk Saturday.
But I see in the break room, there's some donuts there. Okay, sweet. Yo, all right. And I completely forgot about the very segment that we did here about not trusting the 5 bags of unmarked tortilla chips.
Yeah.
What did my stupid butt do? I grabbed one.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly, think.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
I hope it's the fact that I can hear it across the room with headphones on. And the mics weren't even on, so I couldn't hear you through the headphones.
On WGR.
No. Welcome to the flaming wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Sports Radio 550.
Bite into the stale donut.
Yes. Yeah. Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. That's what you need to do.
Welcome into another delicious Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley.
No donuts to speak of today.
No donuts to speak of today, but more nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm pretty sure, considering everything that has happened over the last 24 hours, this might be the loudest victory lap of someone here at the station coming up. I wonder why. What happened? I don't know. Something.
Something.
Something happened. But I was on yesterday with Zach Jones in lieu of Sabres Live and One Bills Live, and got to talk plenty about Josh Allen with the MVP. And when I was waking up yesterday, I thought about this show first, even though I had a show to do that morning. The first thing I thought of was, oh, Callie's going to have a field day with this. Because he was the only one left that really still cared.
Yes, I was.
You were the only one that really still was like willing to talk about it. And you're attached with a co-host that by the time December hit, I didn't want to hear any more about it. I was done with the MVP conversation. I was done with everything about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a problem with being on the internet too, is
you never are truly.
You're never free.
Mm-hmm.
And you see responses from a specific fan base that are just getting very annoying at this point. So that's one thing that I will say is, who knows?
Yeah.
What would end up happening here? But the first thought I had was of you yesterday, which was, Joe is going to have a great time with this because, again, you were the only one holding out hope at that point.
Yes, and hope it sure was. I decided, you know, I was going to take that plunge and die on the hill either way.
You wanted to talk about it before the Bills-Broncos wild card game, and I wanted to smack you.
Yes, because Polymarket flipped.
Yes. So,
and I guess people, my understanding of Poly Market came from working down the hall during the presidential election, right? So it's like you're essentially buying stock in a yes or no answer. Like, that's what Poly Market is. So it's not driven by the Vegas betting odds at all. It's just general consensus. And that's kind of, I was surprised. And I also thought people just could be stupid because it's like, guys, the votes are in. They don't change if the Bills beat the Ravens in the playoffs. Like, that doesn't, like, that doesn't affect this. It's a regular season.
Votes are already cast. We're done here.
So I was kind of like, okay, like, that looks a little sketchy. But the entire time, Vegas's odds, well, the day the All-Pro teams were announced, Josh Allen dropped from like minus 650 to minus 450. And Lamar just gained like 200 points to like plus 350 or something like that.
You're speaking a complex language at this point, but go on.
So the odds swung a bit, but they never swung in the opposite direction, which was kind of intriguing to me, which showed the bookmakers, Vegas, they still saw Josh Allen as winning the Most Valuable Player award. Tally that up with like Emmanuel Acho, right? Who's insufferable to me 90% of the time with what he says. Dan Orlovsky, who I actually enjoy his analysis, but he just gets dogged on for no reason 90% of the time. Those two guys, and I know they're two voters out of however 50. Many there are, right?
They're 50.
Two out of 50. But all season they've been talking about, yes, Lamar Jackson had the better stats, but they still saw Josh Allen winning the MVP because of the valuableness to the Bills. So I was like, two voters are doing this. Is this the year they change? I mean, I have the receipts. I retweeted one of them.
Oh, boy, don't.
I retweeted
one
of them.
We're not doing receipt day.
No.
That was Geary's job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you get into the stress levels of that.
No, but I
that's how you devolve into madness.
On January 10th, this is the only receipt.
Love you,
it's just because it's right in front of me. I think we're going to see an Elway 1987 situation. January 10th. That was after the day of the All-Pro teams being announced. It just looked to me like the voters that had the public platforms were seeing that narrative split from years past. So the inkling for me was, I'm going to ride with that until it's not. Like, that's where I was at.
And you know what? Credit to Emmanuel.
Yeah.
But credit to him, Emmanuel Acho, for sticking to his guns.
And he's tripled down on it since.
He helped create the narrative that the Bills were going to be bad this year. Mm-hmm. And that if Josh Allen plays like an MVP, that's the only way that the Bills would be good. Guess what happened? He stuck true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
He said something in the offseason, remembered that he said it, and voted accordingly. Good for you.
Yep.
That said, I now hate myself because I gave credit to Emmanuel Acho for something. A man who is as hot takey can get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's if it's an FS1 program, that's just kind of how that goes. But
it's all those debate shows. It's all of them.
Yeah. Well, Orlovsky's
getting literally laughed at on Get Up. Like, it's just.
And it's funny, the one who's doing the laughing is Jeff Saturday, which I find is just laughable, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. The guy who allowed for the biggest collapse in NFL history.
Yeah. And also can't win high school football games he coaches, but somehow was like, you know what? We're going to make him an NFL coach. So. Yeah,
that was peak Raiders right there.
I have more on that coming up later in the show, if you know what
I'm hinting
at.
Not Raiders, Colts. That was peak Colts Bowman right there.
Yeah, of course it was a Colts moment.
I forgot about that.
But yeah, I as much as...
That's right, the Raiders won or lost against him. They were the only team to lose to him.
Exactly.
That one, that's right.
Which is just a crazy stat in itself. But we talked this morning before the show. I was still just as surprised Allen won as anybody. Because I thought, you know, as much as I was dying on this hill... The voters were the voters, right? And that's kind of where the whole conversation was. The voters are the same as the All-Pro voters. There's not going to be a differential. They truly understood the meaning of the V, the valuable. And you've seen at least Orlovsky and Emmanuel Acho on Twitter again, posting a video just tripling down on his decision to vote Josh Allen. And I get it. I get the Ravens fans' frustration with it because Lamar had an exponentially amazing season, stat-wise. Like, don't get me wrong. He's the first team All-Pro. But Josh Allen's a little more valuable to the Bills. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles.
Ready? For the last 2 years, there's been consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Valuable. That's what they're really sticking to. They're sticking to that word.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys. Good for the voters. Good for them.
Yeah, because last season, Lamar's stats weren't great either.
Lamar's stats were
2015 Tyrod Taylor stat line on the Bills.
Yeah, but they knew that if without him, the Ravens weren't getting the one seed.
Right.
That is perfectly fine by me. You played good enough, your team was great, and you're the most important player on that team.
Mm-hmm. There was no Derrick Henry in the question. There was
sick. Yeah. Sick. I'll allow that. Cool. It was weird that it was near unanimous. Dak Prescott should have also had something to say about that because he played well, and the Cowboys were the two seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? All right. You're staying consistent. You're staying consistent with your logic then. Fine. Ravens fans are not consistent with their logic. Y'all a bunch of goofballs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, it's not about stats last year. Okay. All right. Fine. It's not about stats. You guys said it. You all said it. Fine. And this year, it's suddenly about stats.
Now it is. Right. And that's...
Just say what you want to say, which is, I want my guy to win third MVP.
Yeah.
Just say it.
You wanted MV3 for your quarterback, and that's fine.
That's fine. Just come out and say that you're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, yesterday when I got to this station, I thought on my drive, I'm getting in my car, and it's not even snow. It's all frozen over because of the sleet from the night before.
Yeah.
Stupid weather, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Can't take my dog for a walk right now. It's bad. Because she likes to barrel into the snowbanks.
Yeah. You have a beagle, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She tried to do it yesterday, and she got denied.
Oh, my God.
It was so tragic.
Yeah, because it's just ice.
It was so tragic. She went to go, like, bump into the snowbank, and nope. She just got rejected, and she's like, okay, I don't like this. But, like, that's what we're dealing with weather-wise here.
Mm-hmm.
Let people have good things? I don't know. I don't know at this point. You can't reason with them at this point. You can't reason with Ravens fans that are mad about it. They're going to stay mad. They're going to die mad.
No, they're the Twitter warriors. You can't do anything about it. Like,
yeah.
You just kind of have to live by the sword, die by the sword, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Twitter. If you're getting into an argument with someone on Twitter, don't. Because mm-hmm. you're not changing their mind. I very rarely see an opportunity when people are at each other's throats online and you actually change somebody's mind. If you do it, get that person an MVP trophy. Because they're the real MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because you're behind a screen. There's no actual consequences to anything you say.
You can throw the insults out there.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I think Allen was very deserving of it. His entire speech as well just was very put together. Like, he, you know. You also, Poly Market, just to stay on it for another second, 94% at the start of the event. No, and everyone's like, someone leaked something. I'm like, no one had to leak anything. Josh Allen's entire family is front row, right in the middle. Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean are in attendance. Remember last year, Josh Allen was playing Barstool Trivia?
And guess who wasn't there? Lamar Jackson was not there.
Right.
So it kind of became pretty easy to pick up the pieces and put them all together.
Yes.
That said, someone did leak it.
Tracy Wolfson?
Tracy Wolfson, about 40 minutes beforehand.
But that wasn't technically a leak. She got by MLF Football.
I think it was. The thing was, is I think it was a leak.
Like someone at MLF found out and then made the graphic and put it out?
Yeah, someone at ready? I think someone at ML, or whoever ML Football is, one of those
evil
aggregate accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they found the image that was going to be used and stole it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think that was.
Mm-hmm. Then Tracy got.
No, I think Tracy had that image and leaked it first. And I think ML Football stole the image that everyone was using. Because everyone was using that image that night. Everyone was using it.
Everyone was, but there's also an MLF Football watermark on the one Tracy Wolfson posted.
All right, then. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Which, come on. You're a journalist.
Everyone got though. Everyone was posting that before as well. That was like going around. And then everyone, this post has been deleted. Like that just turned into that.
Yeah. Can we stop with the existence of those aggregate accounts?
I remember the day.
Them and Dov.
Twitter turned into X,
yep.
And you could verify without being an actual verified. The fake Adam Schefter accounts that just started going crazy and throwing random fake NFL news out there like that, and people were biting on it.
Yeah, before that jerk face took over Twitter. Do you know how hard I would actually tried to get verified in the past?
Oh, yeah. Now you can just pay $4.
Yeah, now you just pay money to jerk face Tesla guy. And It's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But yes, congratulations to you, Joe, for being able to take a victory lap on this, for being the only one that was willing to talk about the MVP, even into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to smack you with this bottle cap.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I loved the perspective of it yesterday of, it's cold outside, it stinks, but guess what? It's a fun day. Why? Bills have an MVP. And now every generation of Bills fans has experienced this.
Yeah.
OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Thurman.
Thurman.
Large gap.
Yep.
Well, hang on. OJ.
Large gap.
Large gap.
Thurman.
Thurman. Larger gap. Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's these same fans that had to deal with growing up in a playoff drought, and you finally now get to see an MVP having played for the Bills.
Yeah.
Every generation now has seen some sort of touch of greatness from this team. We still have not gotten to watch a Super Bowl victory. But 2 days prior to the stupid Chiefs trying to stupid three-peat stupidly.
Yeah, another Cheagle Bowl from a couple years ago.
Cheagle.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some good news. Please. Thank you. Awesome. Ravens fans being mad. Guess what? You felt this literally twice already. Your quarterback winning the MVP. Calm down. Back off. We should all be hating the same team anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The obnoxious one in red.
Yeah, the one that is insufferable. And again, honestly, seeing a three-peat to me is not the worst thing in the world because it's NFL history and I'm a sports junkie. It's just insufferable that it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's essentially it.
Ready? It's insufferable because a team is having that much success consistently.
Yeah.
Zach and I really got into it yesterday about why the Chiefs are so antagonistic. And I thought of two reasons. And we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I just want to stick on the MVP thing, at least for this first segment,
yeah,
before we go to Mark, and then we could shift our gears.
Right.
But I just look at, though, of, it stinks outside. It's just icy. It's not even snow. It's all iced over.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are about to play in a Super Bowl, but it's a good day. It was a good day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, not a Lombardi trophy, and I think we'll get there, but it's a notch in the belt for our quarterback, who has needed a piece of hardware in some capacity, right? So he can escape the Phillip Rivers allegations.
Yes.
And he finally has. There's that classic meme of young Josh Allen and Josh Allen with a beard. And it's like the same stats, except like 100-something interceptions and like zero Super Bowl, all that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that circulates. Just the trolling. Like, it was a good moment. It needed to happen. And I don't think it really could have.
And the thing that'll still drive Ravens fans and Lamar Jackson supporters up a tree is, mm-hmm, the thing that Allen had going for him. The strongest thing was narrative.
Yep.
Immeasurable. In a year where Lamar Jackson had so many better stats and numbers and things that you can measure, what did Allen have? He had something that you can't quantify.
And these are journalists voting, by the way. So yeah, they're all about a good narrative, a good story.
Yes, all of them are either former athletes or journalists that went to school to write stories, to tell stories.
Yeah.
Guess what? They're going to find that to be a compelling thing, is a story. And yeah. So now, Joe, for the last 5 minutes, I'm going to let you try to be as obnoxious as you want about the MVP.
Okay.
And I will just make sure to keep you in check if you start to go out of line.
Okay. Sounds good. So I threw it. I have one more receipt I want to go through.
Okay.
Okay. One last one. It was because I was here and then I wasn't. So it was with Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt. I threw this out to them.
Oh, boy.
I said, at 12:23 p.m., January 10th, right after,
mm-hmm,
the thing was announced, said Allen's still going to win MVP, just watch. Elway did it in 1987, beat Montana, blah, blah, blah. Lamar's stats should be first-team All-Pro, but Allen's value to the team keeps him in the MVP race at number one. Still the favorite, just dropped a little bit. Zach was clearly in the feels at that point. Like, he was just not feeling great, right? Yeah. Like, it just happened. He said, Lamar was first team last year with the worst stats than Dak or Allen. These guys are the same voters. It's over. I said, just call me stupid, but I'm going to hammer Allen, especially if the odds swing. Could see a narrative split of Jackson getting All-Pro as the best statistical season, but Allen getting MVP as most valuable for his season with the Bills lifting a lesser supporting cast. I know the voters are the voters, but Jackson led stats in most categories, so it would make sense for a first team All-Pro. Allen's value to Bills this season and all that he accomplished would make sense for him to be the MVP. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. Something we hammer home on
hammered
this show,
home on the playoffs,
except for the Chiefs game.
But it also came true.
Yes, it did. Unfortunately,
why do I have to be right?
I know. I said I'm not writing anything off 100%. Believe me, I know I might be hopelessly optimistic, but I'm going to hammer it. So, from that day forward, where the odds swung—not really swung, but dropped—it
was not even necessarily the odds. It was everyone's attitude,
yeah,
kind of shifted to a little bit of an acceptance thing, like okay, fine, whatever. He's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Who cares? I'm not going to put any more heat into this,
right?
And you were like, I will.
Yeah, I called you the one day. I remember. I kind of like, you know. Held the thing up to your head, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna do this. Like,
come held on. The thing up to your head.
Yeah, I know. You know, FCC. I don't know when I would be treading the waters. I've cut it close a couple times.
It was a set of car keys.
Yes,
that's what he held to my head.
It was a laser pointer right into his face.
It was a laser pointer.
And you
started
know,
started sweating at it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like a cat. But I don't know. I never had that feeling like all hope was lost. Like, again, like I said, I was just as surprised when his name was announced. Kurt Warner announced his name. I knew it was, though, even before Kurt Warner said his name, because Shady McCoy started making woo noises next to him, and so did Dawkins. And you could see the fraction of LeSean McCoy getting excited when the tablet flipped up.
Yep.
But I think all signs pointed towards Allen winning it, especially on the night of. Like, I had to be up at 3:50 to work at our sister station the next morning. Like, I definitely, like, nodded in and out. I wasn't watching actively, but once I saw Allen there with everybody and Haley Steinfeld with him, like, it was kind of game over. I knew he won.
Yeah. There you go.
So, I'm not a big victory lap guy. I think everyone having the opinion of it wasn't going to be the year, like, it wasn't, yeah. Like, I think that was a valid opinion to have, especially with how things have gone in years past. Do I think this changes the award forever? No, I don't think it's going to be every season you see a separation from the All-Pro first team to MVP, right? But maybe, you know, it's been 30-something, 37 years-ish since the last time this happened, almost 40 years. So maybe in the next 40 years, another situation happens like this, and like how Elway's the benchmark for this one, Allen's the benchmark for that one. So I think that's kind of where it goes. You become the new benchmark, the modern benchmark.
803-0550 is the number to call. Bills, Josh Allen MVP, Super Bowl coming up, Mark Schofield coming up as well here at 11:30. We'll get connected with our fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Ray and Clarence, you got a couple moments here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Good morning. Ray, do I got you? All right, Ray, try calling back. I figure now then, I guess we'll go to break. We'll get Mark Schofield on here from SB Nation.
Yes, sir.
I get to talk to him before every Super Bowl while I've been employed here. And guess what? I may not be hosting tomorrow, but that doesn't mean we get rid of tradition.
You got to keep it going.
Got to keep it going. So we're going to talk with Mark, give him a good old how are you now, and see what he's got to say about the season as a whole as well as the Super Bowl coming up next here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As much as Josh Allen got support from James Cook, he was the 16th leading rusher in the league. Receiving core, they lost Stephon Diggs. Yet he won 10 of his last 12, one pick after December 1st, I think. And again, when you play the Bills, there is one and one mission only, and that is to stop Josh Allen. When you play the Ravens this year, some teams made the choice to concentrate on Derrick Henry. That, of course, opened things up a bit for Lamar Jackson.
Man, the more I hear of like the takey people agreeing about the award, the less I feel good about Josh Allen winning.
Yeah, the dirtier you feel.
Yes.
Just... Yeah, Colin Coward's thinking the same way I am. What's happening right now?
Like, right. That's just kinda... now I want to vomit.
Right.
You know, like that's kind of how I feel about
the
it.
The clickbaiters are, you know, agreeing with us.
Are we the bad guys?
Hold on, it's the villain arc right now.
Yeah. Are we the bad guys? But real quick though, to get on a very serious note before we go and get to Mark, the Bills did announce. We are saddened to learn about the passing of former Bills head coach Dick Geron. We're thinking of his friends, family, and loved ones during this difficult time. Dick Geron passing away at the age of 74. One of the first names that you think of when it comes to the Bills and their drought history. A nice man by many accounts. One of the nicest people you could meet. And an unfortunate tenure here with the Bills, but still a memorable name of someone that you think of during the drought and its history.
So to Dick Duran, rest in peace. And again, thoughts to his friends and his family and loved ones.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. In our thoughts. And that's tough to hear about.
Yeah, it is. But when you end up in the Bills history, you're a Bill.
Yeah, once a Bill, always a Bill. Just kind of how it goes.
So I would imagine he will have the fan base's support.
Absolutely.
As it goes. Tough to transition from that sort of thing.
Yes.
But very. We're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there is a Super Bowl being played tomorrow. And with that game comes a tradition. A tradition that I am lucky to partake in every year with. We've talked with Mark Schofield for years, and we get to do that once again here for the Super Bowl as Mark joins us now on the Wester Hotline. Mark, first of all, how are you now?
Good, and you?
No, not so bad.
Oh, not so bad.
It's Derek and Joe. It's great to hear from you again, man. And we talked with you before the season started, and well, the Bills season concluded, and we get to hear from you once again. Mark, first of all, thanks again for taking the time, as you always do on a Super Bowl weekend for us, but also just in general to be able to hear from you. And yay, it's Chiefs and Eagles.
Right? I mean, after the conference championship weekend, I was doing the whole radio gauntlet after those games, and people were asking, you know, how excited are you about the Super Bowl? And my sort of stock answer was, I'll get there. Still trying to get there. I mean, I think we had so many intriguing matchups with those, you know, final four teams to land on Chiefs Eagles yet again. Left, I think, a lot of people disappointed. I think it's going to be a very good game. I think once we get to kick off, there's a lot of fun schematic matchups along both offensive and defensive lines that I think are going to be fantastic to see play out. But yeah, I mean, as somebody that was kind of hoping for a Buffalo-Washington Super Bowl, this is not where I wanted the sort of die roll to land with these two teams yet again.
Yeah, and especially like around here, of course, you know, it's the Chiefs again that put them down. It's the Chiefs again that deny them. And it was the AFC Championship game where this Bills team really did seem to be a little bit more of this playing loose with an attitude that like was they're not afraid of the failure or the fall anymore. And yet, here it is, the fall happens, and we're like, the fall still stinks, man.
Yeah, the fall is never fun.
No, yeah.
The fall is never enjoyable. And, you know, there's always fan bases, like, say, Browns fans or others that are like, well, I mean, at least you got to an AFC Championship game. Does it make the fall any more enjoyable? You know, it's not like you can get to, like, June and July, and training camps come around the corner, and you start thinking, well, it was great they got to an AFC Championship game. That doesn't make it fun. So, you know, it's part of losing. It's part of sports that somebody's going to end up on the loser end. It just really, really stings when you fall up, come up short in a conference championship game, and then, you know, 500 million people are all excited about the Super Bowl, and you're sitting there watching like, man, why? Why? Like, couldn't I be doing anything else? Couldn't this have gone a different way for us?
Yeah, it is. It's irritating to say the least. But at the same time, Bills fans did manage to get themselves a little bit of a nice little jolt 2 days before the Super Bowl, Josh Allen winning the MVP over Lamar Jackson. Mark, what did you think about the race as a whole this year and its outcome as it was different from the All-Pro voting?
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating the way this entire MVP race unfolded. And I think it's amazing how deep in the weeds we've all on the media side have gotten into analyzing the MVP vote in terms of what does valuable really mean. I mean, I've read and had some discussions with people that did have votes, people that didn't have votes about, well, you know, value could really, you can look to say Joe Burrow. I mean, who is more valuable to their team than Joe Burrow? I mean, we've really gotten deep into the weeds on the term of most valuable player and sort of focusing on that word valuable. I think, and I was saying this, you know, as the season wound down and the discussion really ramped up, I said, you know, whether it's Lamar or whether it's Josh Allen, either one of them is a worthy winner of this award this year when you look at what they've done. I had a feeling that this was kind of how it was going to land, where there was going to be some sort of, for better or worse, for lack of a better phrase, some Lamar Jackson voter fatigue, where, look, he's won it twice. Josh has been up for this a couple of times. Maybe it's his turn. I think when you sort of take a step back and look at the two seasons that both players had, I think statistically you might be able to make a case that Lamar should have won. But I think when you look at what Allen did with this team, and you had, again, strange bedfellows this conversation is made for, because when you've got, like you guys were saying, the take artists agreeing with Josh Allen winning MVP, it kind of makes you feel like, what? Like you guys were saying, are we the baddies now?
Are we the bad guys?
You look at the way that Bill's team played this year, the way Josh played this year, the way that team played down the stretch, the way he played down the stretch, I think he certainly deserved this award. The only sort of, I don't know if criticism is the right word, the only real head-scratcher out of this entire voting process was seeing somebody that had Lamar Jackson fourth. Like, if you wanted to make a case that, okay, Saquon Barkley in the season he had was worthy of a first or second place vote, then maybe drop Lamar to three. But to drop Lamar to four, that was the one that really sort of left me scratching my head.
Yeah, I actually had a little fun with numbers moment yesterday about the voting there, Mark, with that Jim Miller vote to put Lamar in fourth. Had the first place votes split down the middle, 25-25, that fourth place vote from Miller would have actually been the reason Jackson loses by a point. So that would have been, oh boy, everyone's up in arms.
Yeah, that would have made for, I mean, look, not that social media is fun, but that would have made it brutal.
What are you talking about? It's so fun.
Yes, it's the greatest. I love logging on every morning. It's fun to see my mentions and to see the DMs that slip through.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's that would have made for a thermonuclear day on the timelines of every sort of social media website, because that's the way with the voting and the way it works right now. And when they switched to this format, I actually wrote the year that they switched, it's like you might see a weird scenario where somebody decides, you know, I don't like this player, or out of spite, or maybe they just filled the ballot out wrong or whatever. They have somebody in like fourth or fifth place and it actually decides who wins MVP. And you're right, we came very close to that scenario this year.
So, Mark, Derek and I were talking in the last segment about the narrative, Josh Allen actually hoisting that MVP trophy. What do you think this does for his legacy? I feel like he can escape the Philip Rivers accusations now a little bit, the allegations, if you will. Where do you think this puts him in his legacy at this point in his career with an MVP now?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously think it bolsters his eventual legacy. You know, it lends credence to the fact that he was one of the best quarterbacks of his generation, which I think, you know, even had he not won MVP, I think, you know, when he eventually steps away from the game, people would have had that belief anyway. I think you see how he plays the game, how he's sort of changed the position a little bit, how the Bills' offense obviously runs straight through him. And there's already an argument to be made that he was one of the best quarterbacks of his generation, but I think this solidifies this. Obviously, you know, the comp that Bills fans don't want to hear is that sort of Dan Marino comp, which is one of the best to ever play the position, one of the greatest quarterbacks of his generation, but never won a Super Bowl. Now, that's probably still going to be enough. You know, if the Bills and Josh Allen never win one, he's probably going into the Hall of Fame. But certainly everybody listening to the show right now is hoping that he avoids that comp and gets to and wins a Super Bowl eventually. But I still think that had he not won, the case is very strong that he's one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. But this certainly adds credence to the fact that, yes, he is, without a doubt, one of the best quarterbacks of this current era.
Mark Schofield of SB Nation joining us here on the West Hur Hotline. There's a Super Bowl tomorrow.
getting we back have to do this, we can talk F1, whatever you guys want. I mean, we can completely duck this game.
That is true. Mark is versatile, man. He's the guy that I go to for these sorts of things. But there is enough intrigue to this game. There could be history threatening to be made by the Kansas City Chiefs. There is a Philadelphia Eagles team looking for vengeance in trying to get back to winning a Super Bowl against these Chiefs that put them down a couple years back. Mark, what are your big keys that you're looking for in this game that can see the game swing one way or another, starting with Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, we know Philly's going to want to run the ball. Nobody runs it more than they do. Nobody's run it more than they have this year. But I do think a lot of this hinges on how efficient Jalen Hurts can be when they do throw it. And specifically what I'm keeping my eye on, and look, I don't want to bring up, if I say the word sim pressures right now, a lot of Bills fans are going to start to sort of shake a little bit after that fourth down play. But that's going to be a critical part of tomorrow's game, because that's an area where Hurts has struggled against the blitz generally, But specifically against sim pressures, you look back at some of the ones he's seen this year. Certainly that divisional round game against the Rams. I know weather was something of a factor in that. But when he's seen sim pressures, he's struggled. And Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw a lot of them at him, I believe, tomorrow. How efficient can he be when he sees those? He doesn't need to hit for big plays, but he needs to capitalize on those moments, get to the right read quickly, get the ball out of his hands, keep the drive moving. Don't, you know, when they see sim pressures on, say, a 2nd-and-7 situation, if you can get it into 3rd-and-1, you're fine. If you end up in 3rd-and-14, you're going to be in trouble. And so that's, I think, when Philadelphia has the football, something I'm certainly going to be watching. Now, on the flip side, when Kansas City has the football, how effective can they be out of the slot? You know, I think moving players around, whether they get Worthy into the slot a little bit, whether they get Kelce operated almost exclusively out of the slot, I think that's something I'm going to keep an eye on. And then the other thing, when Kansas City has the football, Creed Humphrey has given up, I think, 7 pressures this season. Will that continue against this defensive line, against, you know, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis? They get Brandon Graham back, maybe. You know, will that continue? Or did Philadelphia get a little bit of push on the interior through those A-gaps and get Mahomes off the spot, flushed out of the pocket early in the down? We know we can create off structure outside the pocket, but it's tougher to do that if you're consistently getting those interior pressure looks. And if we think back to when Kansas City lost to Tampa Bay, no, that was a big part of the story. He's getting pressure on Mahomes, getting him off the spot early in the down, and getting pressure early in the down through those interior gaps. And so those are the sort of keys that I'll be watching tomorrow. You know, there's the sort of, like you sort of teed up there, there's the history aspect to it. Kansas City, a chance to win, you know, 3 straight Super Bowls, never been done before. Also some history on the other side. If the Eagles win this game, it's the first time we've had a quarterback Super Bowl rematch where, you know, it wasn't swept. You know, in the 3 previous installments, you know, Manning versus Brady, Aikman versus Jim Kelly, you know, Bradshaw versus Staubach, the quarterback that won the first game won the rematch. We've never seen it split 1-1, so that would be a little bit of a Eagles first for the NFL. But as far as the game goes, those are the things I'll be looking at when each team has the ball.
This is why I have you, Mark. This is why, because you bring in things that I wouldn't have even thought of, like a potential split of a playoff matchup like that in the Super Bowl. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
It's what I do, my friend.
That's what I appreciate about you.
You're a good friend.
Mark, of course, you know I wouldn't have you on here without asking the question. You know, you've got your Super Bowl plans or anything where there's a spread. What are you looking out for the food this time around for Super Bowl Sunday?
So doing a couple of different things. We're going to make, we're trying something called Cowboy Caviar, which is like a vegetarian bean heavy sort of dip. My wife, literally in the past like hour, you know, because we're having some friends and family over, you know, sent me this text message with the recipe, but she was like, would you even eat this? Would you even try this? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
So it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That might be one of my all-time favorite party snacks. And I'm not a big bean guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now I'm very excited. We're also doing a bit of a KC Philly sort of menu. I had a dear friend, my old colleague over at Inside the Pylon, Chuck Zotta, was kind enough to send me some frozen barbecue from a place that he loves a couple weeks ago. So we're going to have that sort of as a KC side of things. We're going to make some cheesesteaks for a Philly side of things. So we're going to do that too. But mainly I'm just going to be sitting in front of the laptop cranking out stories. I mean, that's the weird thing about, you know, being in this media space. You know, we're having friends and they're buzzing around eating and talking about the commercials. And I'm sitting there like, guys, quiet. I got to break down this blitz package that just threw it at Jalen Hurts on 3rd-and-6. So it makes for a very tense situation. Like last year, for example, my mom and dad, they were playing Super Bowl squares, and they kept winning quarter after quarter, and they're like gleefully celebrating. And I'm like, can you please be quiet? I have to write this story about this sack of Brock Purdy. Like, I'm trying to focus here. So it's a fun, you know, afternoon, fun evening, trying to balance it all. But that's the spread for tomorrow, a little Cowboy Caviar. Excited to try that now, especially with that recommendation, and a little KC Philly menu split.
There you go. Mark, I always appreciate you, man. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And it was a pleasure to talk with you once again.
Always a blast, my friends. Try to enjoy the game tomorrow. It is a fun little event. I've seen some of the commercials already. There's going to be an interesting one from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just going to say that right now.
All right. Okay. There we go.
I saw the Mountain Dew one with Seal already.
Yeah, that's a little much to it. Somebody that likes to know what I was like, what are we doing here?
Who knows at this point, man?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Mark, very, very bizarre.
Mark, thank you as always, and go ahead, do your thing. Plug the channels.
Yeah, you know, you can find me all on the socials. Mark Schofield, pretty much everywhere I go. I try to keep it simple. I mean, you got X, you got Threads, you got Blue Sky. I mean, my Snapface, all those places. I'm on all of them. Just SBNation.com. That's the easiest place.
Mark, we'll talk again probably sooner than usual because you know there's a team that we didn't even get to touch on that you usually cover within the division.
That team at all. We could just skip that and straight to draft one. Like I said, whatever you guys want to talk about, just not the Patriots.
All right. Well, fair enough. Now I know.
There you go.
All right, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Friends,
thank you.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Mark Schofield of SB Nation joining us there on the West Her Hotline. It's always fun talking to Mark.
And also, his F1 knowledge is through the roof.
Yes.
I was doing something with Zach Jones one day. And
he doesn't know just ball. He knows a lot of things.
Yes.
Including F1.
Yes.
He's got good TV recommends, too.
Yeah. Hopefully I guided him right on the Cowboy Caviar. That's an all-timer for me.
There you go.
So
we'll talk about Super Bowl food a little bit, too, here.
Sounds good.
Because I am rooted in nonsense. Mm-hmm. Speaking of nonsense, the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next. In a week of, you know, takes flying left and right and up and down and everywhere in between... There's tons of ammunition for this segment.
Oh my god!
For the Booty Cheek of the Week,
I'm talking like Gatling gun.
Like there's too much you could choose from. The options are endless. But
you sound like
start.
Yeah, you sound like a chain restaurant commercial there. But
get your endless shrimp.
Yeah. Take us out of business anyway. I think. I'm going to stick with the MVP thing, and I'm coming to Dan Orlovsky's defense.
Okay.
Jeff Saturday and the most forgettable man on the planet, who?
Dominique Foxworth.
Just laughing at his genuine take, his opinion.
Yeah. That he gave sound logic and reasoning for.
There's even a vomit noise. They do that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're a professional. Well, they're not a professional. You're on a professional station.
Hang on. We're professionals. I made the same vomit noise today, too, when I was giving credit to Emmanuel Acho.
That's right. But
you're
also,
on my level.
Also, on that stage, that's unacceptable, in my opinion. And especially how they treat Dan Orlovsky. Yes, the joke about the end zone being 11 yards long is really funny. And I do laugh at that because he ran out the back or whatever.
Yeah.
But... there's too far. There's just not even letting someone share their opinion because it's like, I don't agree with you, so it's not, your opinion means nothing.
And also, by the way, Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky
have similar opinion.
No, they have differing opinions. They actually had a nice discussion about it back and forth.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, it was actually logic and, like, here's why.
Yeah, it wasn't Ooga Booga Caveman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically... it wasn't takey. It was actually well-platformed debate.
Because both of them know ball.
Both of them know ball, and both of them are respectful of each other.
Yeah. Jeff Saturday, I'm sorry.
Good job. Ready? You want to make fun of Dan Orlovsky with a end zone 11 yards long? I got one. I got ammo for Jeff Saturday. Way to give up the largest lead in NFL history.
Yeah.
When you choked against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, nice high school coaching track record, by the way.
Yeah.
Thought you could hack it in the NFL.
Anyway. Me, I managed to find something early in the week that has nothing to do with the NFL awards.
Okay.
For me, I found something heinous that happened within society and our sports that I wanted. Like, I started punching air the minute that this happened.
And the Bruins have it. 3-on-2. They motor the other way. Johansson shaking up behind the play. Frederick shoots.
Cool. You know what I love hearing during my goal calls? Betting odds. Awesome. This is a great place that we live in nowadays.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm all for sports betting odds because I do bet. I'm not a degenerate, I swear. But that's a color commentator's job. 100%. There's no room for the play-by-play guy to even, like, just deal people the excitement they deserve, the fans of that team, right, watching from home, or not, just the average NHL consumer. They're not betting that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Did you? Are you taking time away from your job to do that while you're doing your job? Are you allowed to do that?
And by the way, that was on NESN. Judd Surratt. And hey, congratulations on making it a goal call more insufferable than any of the heaviest bias I've ever heard from Jack Edwards in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You made yourself sound worse than a hack.
Exactly. Terrible.
Because, oh my God, there's so much wrong with that. Like, as a player, I'd be pissed about that if I heard that that was a goal call that happened. Could you imagine that ever happening here in Buffalo?
No. No, but also, RJ and Dan
are good,
are class acts.
Are good,
you know,
people and better at their calls.
They're phenomenal. I mean, RJ was the best.
Yes.
Dan is amazing. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's not a worry. You don't have to worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no one here is ever going to do that. It just, oh my God, that was so dreadful. And... you know what? Good for you, man. You gave it the good old college try to be the worst play-by-play guy. Because that's something that your color commentator should follow up with after the goal.
Right. Yeah, if you wanted to make a quick bet there, that was plus 900, you would have cashed a nice one there with that
yeah.
one. Yeah,
but you wait
like that.
Until the goal call is done.
Yeah.
Not put it in the goal call.
The horn is still going while you're speaking about betting
garbage.
Odds. Yeah.
Garbage.
That's bad.
Absolute 9,000 garbage. How do I know it's garbage? Because then Darren Rovell, of all people, was like, oh, I love this. You can't be halfway in on gambling.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just shut up. All right.
The song's perfect.
Speaking of shutting up, I'm going to do that so we can go to break and come back. Hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday. Rolls on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.